Welcome back to the second week of the Hoo-Ya podcast. I'm Chad Grubbs, along with Cole Burke, and this is the Hardin-Simmons Athletic Podcast. Thank you for all your feedback last week. Got a lot of feedback from people that were out there that listened to it and downloaded it. I know several people listened to it on the plane on the way to
it was a big hit.
California. So yeah,
and whether they were lying or not, it was a lot of positive feedback. So that's, that's a good start. We did get some good feedback,
and like I said last week, we had a lot of fun doing this, and we're gonna get right into it because our guests are already here in studio. So we're gonna go ahead and look at what happened last week in our first segment, and Cole, go ahead.
Yeah, it was a really busy week for HSU athletics. Men's soccer had a big win over McMurray, 7-1. James Webb had a hat trick in the first 29 minutes of that one. So offensive explosion from the Cowboys men's soccer team. They lost to St. Thomas 1-0 on a goal in the 85th minute. So came down to the wire there against St. Thomas. Overall on the year, they are 2-2. So big win against McMurray and hung in there with St. Thomas. So things are looking promising for the men's soccer team. And, of course, we talked to Bankhead last week, and he has a lot of good expectations for the team this year. Women's soccer on the year, they're 2 wins, no losses, and 2 ties. They also beat McMurray this week. Taylor Cock had both goals in a 2-0 win over the Warhawks. Tied up with Ohio Wesleyan in that tournament that was up north 0-0. And another tie against Capital. Tatum Barnett had a goal in the 81st minute to tie it up to prevent them from getting that first loss of the season, tying with Capital University.
Yeah, so that was a good road trip for Coach Oglesby and his team. They pick up a couple of results, a couple of ties. So now they come back home, and they have Trinity this weekend.
That's always a big one.
That's always the big one, and they have them on Friday. We'll talk about that a little later on. But volleyball, they went to Johns Hopkins out in Baltimore, and they won 2 matches and lost 1. They beat UMass Dartmouth 3-0, and then Johns Hopkins is ranked number 4 in the country. They lost 3-0, but all 3 sets were competitive. So we'll talk to Abby a little bit about that later on. But I think they probably felt encouraged playing one of the top teams in the nation and were right there. And then Colby Sawyer, they handled them in 3 on Saturday, so that was it. And football got the big win out in Chapman.
Sure did. Yeah, out in L.A. That was a big, great way to start off the season for the Cowboy football team.
Yeah, well, and we're gonna hit that one a little later too as well. And then the Devo won last night, 34-7 over Texas Lutheran. The young guys, they came out and took care of business.
They really did show out. It was a good showing for the Devo football team. A lot of different quarterbacks, and they all played pretty well.
And then, you got your first call ever on.
I sure did.
For football.
Yeah.
For Hardin-Simmons football. You called the game on the broadcast last night.
Man, so much fun.
Good job.
And nothing against softball and baseball, but football, that's a sport I know and love. So it was a lot of fun getting to do that for the first time.
And there's so many names that you have to.
It's a little to get out on quickly.
So
a little more challenging than softball and baseball.
And Isaac Hamilton's going to be our guest, and his team's had great weekend. The men, they won the University of Dallas Invitational, and Aiden Seekins finished 2nd. Noah Bella finished 3rd, and then
the women's team, you have some inside information on there. Yeah, I got some blood in the game with the women's team. They got 2nd overall as a team, so great showing overall. Jasmine Mendez got 2nd place, and then Abigail Cox coming in at 3rd place, so really strong showing and great start to the season.
Okay, go ahead, tell them.
Yeah, Abigail Cox is my fiance, so I'm very proud of her and how she did. It was a great showing for her. She was really excited with how the team looked and how it went for them. And then Hope Fuentes also medaled to help get those points to get 2nd overall.
Yeah, that was a good opening weekend for them. And then tennis, they played in the Texas Wesleyan tournament. First time we've played Texas Wesleyan. Wade Morgan, who was he's a former Cowboy player. He was the coach at DBU. DBU folded their program in the offseason. Now he's the head coach at Texas Wesleyan. And we went over and played in their season opening tournament. And the men did really well. Payne Smith won both the singles and the doubles draw. And as a team, the men went 33-9 in singles, and the women went 19-11. Phoenix Davis, Gavin Hale, Wyatt Terrell, and Devin Simmons all went undefeated in singles. And on the women's side, Taylen Hardy, Krista Bennett and Allison Goffins, they all went undefeated in their singles play. So some good results in that little round robin tournament. It's not really a bracketed tournament. It's more of a round robin thing. But
strong showing, though.
And then they're back home this weekend for their own tournament. And then women, men and women's golf are playing right now as we speak. We're recording this on Tuesday morning. The women, after the first day, are in third place. Shea West is sixth overall. And then the men had a little bit of a tough day, but Tyler Merchant, he's in the top 10 as well. So that's the recap on last week. And now we're gonna bring in our first guest of the day. And that is Coach Isaac Hamilton. He's the cross-country and track and field coach for the Cowboys. And we talked about our Cowboys and Cowgirls, I should say. And then we talked about how well they did. And let's get your opinion, Coach.
Yeah. You know, they really did show out this weekend. We came in the season knowing that our men's team was going to be pretty strong, bringing back Aiden Seekins, Noah Bella, Nathan Oxt, and a couple of twin freshmen out of Houston. They came and showed out. It was the women that kind of caught us by surprise. We knew they were going to be pretty good, but, you know, we've seen a bunch of competitiveness this weekend, and they really pushed themselves, and it was a great little cross-country meet.
Especially after losing Kyla, mm-hmm. who was really, really good for years. It seems like she was here for a decade.
Right.
But to see the women's team step up after losing her, Jazz came back in the last few weeks. And
correct.
It was fun seeing that.
Yeah, it's really awesome. You know, losing somebody like Kyla, you know, number one runner out of Texas for D3 and then one of the top in the whole West region, you know, it's hard to kind of bounce back from that. But, you know, the women's team really showed out. So
yeah, talking about Kyla, she was the first Hardin-Simmons cross-country person to qualify for nationals.
Correct, and she did it twice.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, she had a great career, and now it's on to another generation.
Yes, sir.
You know? It's amazing, you know, how quickly they just roll right through here.
Right.
It seemed like they're here, but they're, you know, your assistant, Sydney, she was a great runner. And
right.
She rolled right into coaching. It seems like we've had a really strong person at the top.
Absolutely.
For cross country for, 8-10 years now.
Yes, right? Sir.
So it's that's awesome. Talk a little bit about what goes into, so you don't get them back until, you know, middle of August.
Right.
What goes into their summer training? What goes into a cross-country runner's summer? Because you can't just show up and
right.
not have done miles all summer. So what does a cross-country person go through?
Yep. So it's a mix between easy runs, a little bit of tempo training. But the hardest thing is really staying locked in. You know,
yeah.
It's the summer. You just got done not only with cross, you went over to indoor and outdoor season. And then you only get about a week or two before you have to start doing some runs again. But, you know, for distance runners, it's kind of in their blood. It's more of a lifestyle than training for them. And so the summer isn't too hard as long as they stay locked in. It's when you start up the next semester trying to wake up early again and start classes and everything.
So I know I came in one day early is probably about 6:30, and I see these people just running, running, and they were over here by the apartments, and they would stop and turn around and whatever. And I was like, who is that? What are they doing? And I get to the top of the hill, and I see Sydney out there, and it's the only hill on campus. They were doing hill training over there by the apartments.
Yes,
they were
sir.
Doing hill training, so. Not something you see every day.
Right.
There's a lot of flat in Abilene, but you got to do what you got to do to get it in. Talk a little bit about the track program as well. I mean, obviously you coach both, but what can we look forward to that? You had a couple qualifiers for the NCAA last year, and
yes, sir.
And some others that are right there. So
yes, sir.
What are you expecting?
Man. Honestly, on the men's side, we're expecting big things again. We got Gunnar Helm back for about 8 weeks out of the outdoor season. He was ranked number one in high jump individually. As a team, men and women, we were number one. We got Davari back, Davari Payne.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, he's
big.
He might be the best triple jumper in the division right now. And he kind of picked up long jump. He's a good hurdler, pretty fast sprinter. Donovan Simmons extremely fast. Getting him back, and then we added some, you know, freshman dogs. One big one, Jaden White. He's the 2A state champion in triple. We were hoping we can get him, and, you know, he made it pretty easy for me, pretty quick decision. Women's side, Kyla Washington, she's our record holder for the 100-meter dash. She's only a junior. She went 11.8, 24.9, I believe. So she's the second fastest in the West region, top 30 national. So got a lot of big things coming.
Returning a lot of throwers, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
A lot of throwers so coming back.
We added Joshua Hunter, and throw squad's looking up to power. Can't wait to see what they can do, man.
That'll be exciting.
So this is the last year. No conference meet this year, but
correct.
Next year they'll be back. We'll be back having an ASC meet. So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's been kind of a challenge because there's, you know, obviously we went down in teams in the ASC, and the ones we lost all had track programs.
Right, so exactly.
We don't have as many track programs, but we will whenever McMurray gets back.
Yes, sir.
And then adding Shriner. So, well, we appreciate you coming in and talking about your team a little bit. A great opening weekend. What's next for the Cowboys and Cowgirls?
So we'll be down in Kerrville on the 12th and 13th, running the Shriners cross country meet. And then we'll have another one right after that. I can't remember the exact location. And track practice starts next Monday. So.
Yeah, back and full swing.
Never stops. Never right? stops. Never stops. Well, you get some hills. You'll get some hills down there.
Oh, yeah.
In Kerrville.
So yes, sir.
That'll be a fun meet. Well, we appreciate you coming in, and absolutely. We always want to talk with a coach on our podcast each week. And you were up. We'll get you again.
Awesome.
George, around the conference meet time.
Yes, sir.
We're hosting that in Abilene, right?
Yes.
And that's over at the AFC course off of North 18th, right?
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that'll be a chance for you to get out there and watch the Cowboys and Cowgirls run if you'd like to get out there. And it's usually either really cold or really hot.
Yes. There's no in between.
No in between.
Might be raining too.
Yeah. So. It could be raining, it could be snow, or it could be 80.
Yeah.
You just never know. But it's never going to just be a nice day to run.
Right.
There's going to be some sort of element for that conference meet.
And waking up early to get out there and watch them.
Yeah.
Maybe do a little tailgating, get out there super early, have some fun.
No doubt. Appreciate it, Coach.
Awesome. Yes, sir. Thank you all so much. Coach.
And our next guest is going to be Abby Allen, a senior graduate, fifth year. She's a fifth year.
Yes.
Volleyball player from Coleman, America.
Yes, sir.
Coleman, America, just right down the road. Abby's been here forever, so you already have one degree, right?
Yes.
You're done. You're working on a master's in.
Yes, sir. Doing my kinesiology, doing some sports rec management.
Heck yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying it. It's been really good so far.
Yeah. And that's an online program, so you don't have to get up and go to class.
No more class.
That's great. That's great for an athlete, right?
I know it. Just going to practice, coming home, doing my schoolwork.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about y'all's trip out to Baltimore this past weekend.
Yeah, we flew out to Maryland. We played for 3 days, flew back. It was great. We got to see some really, really good competition. And, you know, like you said earlier, playing the number four team in the nation, I mean, the skill they had was great. And getting to see where we match up with them does give us a lot of confidence going into conference games coming up soon.
And did you get to do any sightseeing?
We did. We went to the aquarium. That was something really cool we got to do.
Nice.
Yeah, we went and ate at the Cheesecake Factory. They surprised us, didn't tell us we were going.
That's fancy.
Mm-hmm. We each got our own.
Y'all in Baltimore.
I know
that's
it.
That's big time.
We got our own cheesecake, our slice, got to pick whatever we wanted. Yeah, it was good. They did spoil us for sure.
Well, that's awesome. We'll talk a little bit about your team this year. Y'all played two weekends now. That's the thing about the volleyball schedule. There's so much compact early in the season, and then it tails off a little bit where you're only playing once or twice a week. But you're getting 3-4 matches in a weekend, and that's difficult.
Are. Yeah, absolutely. By the time Saturday rolls around, you're definitely feeling it. But being mentally tough and just pushing through is huge. But it's been super great. And the team is looking really good. We didn't lose too many girls from last year that graduated. And we had 3 freshmen come in this year who have seriously hit the ground running. We have 2 setters and an outside, and they have just meshed so well. It's looking really good. I'm super excited.
And then you have a lot of experience. I mean, like, like your fifth year, and then y'all have what, four other seniors?
Five.
Other, yeah. I mean, that's and y'all have all played. I mean, y'all have been on the court for a lot of years.
A lot
of sets together. So, this may be the year. You know.
Oh, I mean, I am gung-ho for a ring.
It was close last year, and you know, tough match in the semifinals. It went lost in five. But yes.
Yeah.
Just right there, and you never know. Maybe we host it here. I mean, it's...
Hey, that's the game plan. Absolutely.
That would be awesome. Only five home matches this year, so if we could pick up that ASC tournament and have a few more, but...
Yeah,
really?
That is... Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the way volleyball has always been. All the preseason stuff is in tournaments. Y'all are in another tournament this weekend down at Mary Hart Baylor.
Yes, sir.
So they... You have to... Get all those matches in early because it's hard to travel for a one game anywhere, you know.
Absolutely,
It's hard to, and so y'all are playing three separate days this weekend, right?
Yes, sir.
Friday, Saturday, just one match a day, and that's a little better than playing two full matches on one day.
We're leaving Thursday morning, not super early, but Thursday morning we'll play one on Thursday, one on Friday, and two on Saturday.
Yeah, so
that's a busy weekend. Very busy weekend.
Yeah, yes. One of them is Alverno that y'all played the first weekend. It's weird that you get to play them twice, but
I know it.
Team from Wisconsin, so yeah. Well, we like to do a rapid fire section. Cole's going to take you through that.
Oh my gosh!
let the fans get out to know Abby Allen just a little bit more.
Absolutely, and we're fired up to have you here on the podcast, so we're gonna start this thing off. It is rapid fire, so we're gonna get this thing kicked off here. What is your favorite on the court moment? I'm sure there's a lot. 5 years playing here at HSU. What is your favorite on the court moment that you've had?
Okay, I have to say, last year, I wish I could remember who we were playing, but this was, I think it was like 24-23. We were up. We needed one more point to win, and Allie Meyer is going back to serve. She's now our GA. I said, Allie, I will give you $10 if you go back there and ace this serve and the game is over.
Those are high stakes.
I know, and
she said... A lot of high stakes.
Well, she looked at me, she said, you're on. Oh. Went back there, Allie, if you're listening, I still owe you that $10. But that was a surreal moment. I mean, we just laughed about it, and then it happened. We're jumping around screaming. That was a huge moment.
That is awesome, and especially to call the shot like that and be like, you're on, just... Doing what she said she was going to do.
Absolutely.
You better pay up before she leaves as a GA.
Before it's too late.
And then favorite off-the-court moment, maybe, you know, in the locker room, team dinners, outside of the facility. What's been your favorite off-the-court moment in your time here?
One that definitely comes to mind first is not too long ago. We were still in 2 days, and we got to go to Lake Brownwood for a weekend. And we're just having fellowship and doing Bible studies. We're watching The Chosen collectively, just... Having a lot of time together to mesh before we get into conference and playing, we got to know the girls a lot deeper, the ones we didn't know. So that was a really, really good thing.
Especially in a big team sport like volleyball, always working together, it's always great to have that team chemistry and to be able to go out to Lake Brownwood, which is a lot of fun.
It was, yes.
That's a great off-the-court moment right there. And then you're on a stranded island, shipwrecked, and what teammate would you want with you to survive, and why would you choose that teammate?
Okay, so we've asked this question to each other on the team before, and, you know, there's always different answers like, oh, I'll take her because she has these life skills you can use, or I just want someone who likes, you know, I can talk to, whatever. I think I would go with Addie Cunningham. I don't think I've ever been around her when she's not calm. She's very smart. I think she would be very level-headed in this situation. We're stranded. I think that's the person I choose.
I like that, especially being calm in a situation like that. It's so easy to panic, hit the panic button and lose your mind. Having a calm presence there can go a long way in keeping you surviving a little bit longer each day.
Yes, because I can see that maybe being the opposite of me, being stranded, Addie keeping it level for us.
Having that counterbalance.
Absolutely.
That's what you need right there.
Yes.
And then what is your go-to, say y'all get a big ace or you get a nice... Spike.
A kill, a spike.
Learning the volleyball terms. What's your go-to celebration? Like, it's you that made the play. You're in the spotlight here. Say it's to get that 25th point to win in the fifth set.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that'd be 15 points, correct?
If you're in the fifth set, 15.
Okay, so you get that 15th point. What is your go-to celly?
Oh, my gosh. If we're in the fifth set and this is the 15th point and we've won, I'm probably throwing my hands in the air, jumping. I love a good, you know, hugging my teammates.
Yeah.
If it's a regular point, you know, and we, it's still, you know, regular point is still just as important.
Of course.
I'm like a head nod, looking serious. I'm clapping. Yeah. I'm like, this is how it should be.
That's what we like right
but
now.
But a big celly, oh, we're jumping up. Liz, oh, Keitel now. Liz Cut, we're chest bumping probably. We're absolutely huge celebration.
A lot of energy. And I've been to a few of the games, and you and Liz both always seem to have the most energy on the court. And it is a lot of fun to watch that. So I'll be expecting to see that celebration at some point
absolutely.
This year. And maybe.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. And then what is your go-to road trip snack? So y'all are going down to Belton on Thursday.
We are.
What are you bringing on that bus?
Ooh, okay. I'm not going to lie. I love some good fruit snacks. It's not as...
Welch's or Mott's?
Mott's. The silence.
Continue.
Gabby Jones, her mom makes these. Oh my gosh, they're delicious. They're peanut butter, oat, and like it could be almond butter or peanut butter with chocolate chips. That is so, so delicious. We also have like the liquid IV or stuff like that. But yeah, I snack a little bit, but I'm more of a big meal person.
Okay.
Hour or so before the game. And
All right. Then what would be your go-to meal?
Ooh. A good Subway sandwich, I gotta say. Do a flatbread with probably roast beef, provolone, and then dress it up. Tomatoes, spinach, black olives, jalapenos, ranch.
Oh, that thing is dressed up. All the way. And what's your favorite Bible verse?
Okay, so this has just really recently kind of really been speaking to me. So I go Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I just, as God's followers, as our believers, we are created and destined, you know, to do good things, and He has a plan, and, you know, we have to put our complete trust into that plan. And the older you get, the more you just face in life. And so just 100% trusting in His plan. You know, as my time at Hardin-Simmons is coming to an end, my plan is about to change.
Absolutely.
So that has been something that's been getting me through. Absolutely.
Yeah, and the last 2 weeks, we've had two really good Bible verses from our athletes. Not your John 3:16, Philippians 4:13.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are getting in the Word, and y'all are finding some good stuff in there. And that's what we like to see out
absolutely.
Of Hardin-Simmons athletes. And then pregame routine. What are you doing pregame to get yourself locked in?
Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
This is after your hour warm-up, because y'all warm up for an hour. y'all warm up for longer than your matches are.
Yeah. So we do have the hour warm-up. Yeah. An hour before that, the fifth year, I'm starting to feel it a little bit.
Yeah.
So I am dressed about an hour before. I'm heating my shoulders, my back, my hips. I'm stretching. I'm jumping around. And it's usually Liz and myself, we're like in a hallway doing... you know, high knees, jumping around, working on our blocking. So that whole hour is just like total focus, you know, envisioning. I like to watch men's Olympic volleyball on my phone before we play a match to see that level of competitiveness, and say, that's what I'm aiming to do.
I like that.
You know, and so I do that, and I try to stay warm for as long as possible because it does take me a little longer now.
And you and Liz are both fifth years, if I'm not mistaken.
She's just a senior.
She's just a fourth year.
Yes, fourth
really?
Year. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. But that does take a toll, especially with how much y'all have been on the court in the time y'all have been here.
Absolutely.
That takes a huge toll. And, of course, seeing the same fifth-year football guys, they're going through the same thing. It's easy.
I can believe that.
Obviously, you mentioned watching men's volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to any music? And if you have any music you listen to pregame, what is the go-to song for you?
I tried last year to be like the rock music. You know, I'm getting in that kind of angry headspace. But honestly, I don't listen to music before the game. I've tried, and it kind of disconnects me from everybody. I like talking to people, kind of, I don't know. It just, I've listened to music before, you know, 30 minutes before the game, and then I feel like I take my headphones off, and I'm kind of in a...
Really?
I don't know how to explain. Yes, and to be honest, I don't even own a pair of headphones.
Really?
I don't. No.
Wow, that is probably the only time we're going to hear that answer on this podcast.
I know.
Maybe.
I know.
Hey, it's been working for a while. So
yeah, no, it has. It has.
That'll play.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, thanks for joining us. What's next? You talked about time's coming short.
Yeah, it is.
What's next for Abby Allen?
Well, so I'm graduating in December. It was a quick turnaround. I graduated with my undergrad last December. So I'll graduate again this December, and my plan now is to go home and start working with my family. My mom's in the pharmacy business, and my dad's a cattle rancher. So yeah, going on back to Coleman, America, and you know, really starting to dive in and be a part of that. And I couldn't be more excited, truthfully.
I married a rancher's daughter. It turned out all right.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, not a bad deal for sure.
Well, once again, enjoyed having you in. We've had two great student guests.
Incredible
two great
guests. Yeah.
It's been awesome. This is a new adventure for us, and we really one of the big things is we want our fans and Hardin Simmons fans and whatever to get to know our student athletes. And you're awesome. So thanks for coming in, and maybe we'll do it again.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Abby. Appreciate you.
Man, two for two. How does that happen?
Yeah. And it helps us out a lot too, having someone so well spoken.
Yeah.
Keeping the conversation going.
Exactly. That is awesome. Abby's been a great one for the Cowgirls for 5 years, and she missed a year, had an injury year in there, but she's a good one and plays that right side position, that opposite position. So you know, the Cowgirls, I think they have a really good chance. I mean, they have a chance to be right there. I mean, it's going to be, you know, we talk about there's only four teams in the league this year, but and three of them are really good. East Texas is good. Marriott and Baylor's always been good. So the volleyball conference for sure is really strong. Good. And Howard Payne has gotten better. I mean, for years they were the worst, but they've been more competitive over the last couple of years. So
promising seeing how they matched up against the number four team in the nation this past weekend. That is really promising.
And, you know, a lot of times when you get in those matches, it's 25-10. You know, when there's one team that's clearly better and the other, you know, you don't see close scores, and all three scores were close. So that's a good sign for the Cowgirls. Maybe they can pick up a conference title. It's been a while since we've won one in volleyball, but the history is there, maybe this is the one. So
right on the precipice of it, right there.
Well, one of the questions I got a lot this week is, you know, where can we find you? Well, we're on all the places now. You can get it on Spotify, you can get it on Apple Music, the Podbean, and then you can also, there's a link on the Hardin Simmons Athletics website. You can get it any of those ways. So you know, you're in the gym, whatever. Download our podcast and just give us a run. We're at 27 minutes right now, so it's not a crazy time investment. Yeah, it's not that long. You can get your run in and listen to us, and we appreciate you doing it. I mean, and this has been a fun adventure for me. I don't know why we put it off for so long, but I really enjoy doing it. So, well, this is a big week.
It is.
At Hardin Simmons, it's McMurray week.
It sure is. Crosstown showdown.
Well, let's knock out the other sports, then we're fixing to talk. We're fixing to talk some football for a while. Men's soccer, they are playing tonight against Concordia, old conference rival. They play at 7:30 out at the Grape Street Complex, and then they had their game from Saturday moved to Thursday against Centenary. Some schedule conflicts with Centenary, so. They're going to play on Thursday now, and that's also at 7:30 out at the Grape Street Complex. It's pretty a light schedule, honestly. Volleyball, we talked about their Shriner on Thursday at 2 o'clock. These are all in Belton. They're playing a tournament in Belton. Then they play Laterno, former conference rival, and then Methodist and Alverno on Saturday. And then tennis is here all weekend. They have their big country classic. Women's soccer, they have their big one. They, you know, the Hardin-Simmons-Trinity rivalry is pretty big in a lot of sports, but nothing like women's soccer. They have played, I think, I didn't go back and look at the numbers, but off the top of my head, I think they've played in the NCAA tournament like 20 of the last 25 years or something like that. I mean, they both are always good. One of them's, you know, whoever's going to win that's going to be a national contender every year. You know, a lot of times the regular season game provides who's going to get to host a playoff game. They almost always get matched up. I mean, you know, but it's down at Trinity this year. Trinity, it's a fun place to go. A big, big, I don't know how you describe it. Their seats are basically just built into the ground. They're like bleachers into the ground. So it's really kind of a unique setting. It's Trinity's campus is really nice, and you'll have a lot of alums come in for both sides, because it's just been a huge rivalry for 25 years now, and you know, the teams have been, you know, both teams have been really good during that time. I mean, both teams are always one of the top, you know, 10 teams in the country. So
that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's always a big one, and they play on Sunday as well against Southwestern down in Georgetown. And then, like I said, the tennis is here with their Big Country Classic. You can come out and catch our kids playing all over. Some of that's over at McMurray, and then there's some at our place. But there'll be matches going on all over the place all weekend long. But the big event is McMurray.
It sure is.
It's always fun to play McMurray.
I mean,
just because it's a crosstown rivalry. There's so much built in there. First of all, let's talk about. We said we're going to talk football, so if you don't want to hear football, you could probably go ahead and tune out, because we're going to talk football for about 10 minutes. But let's talk about last week first. Let's talk about the trip. How was your trip?
Oh, it was fantastic. I've never been to California before. A lot of the guys had never been to California before. And obviously, with as many kids as we have traveling, you're not going to get out and be able to go sightseeing or go see any cool parts of L.A. You're mainly in the hotel room or at Chapman, you know, going through meetings. We got fed really, really well. The hotel food was unbelievable in California. They took great care of us there at the Long Beach Marriott. A lot of fun having a charter plane like we talked about last week. Such an advantage. You got more room than you would on a regular public flight. It's only your teammates. You get fed before you get on the plane. You get fed getting off the plane. It was an amazing trip, and Chapman is a beautiful campus. Absolutely stunning out there in LA, and they were a really good football team. They played really hard. Obviously, they're always competing for their conference championship, made the playoffs. I want to say it was 4 times in the last decade, so they've been a successful, you know, historical, a lot of tradition in that program. Very respectable program. They played really hard, and that was a great way for us to open up the season with a win on the road.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun game. I felt like we were in control all the time, but, you know, some things were gonna get corrected, but this kind of left them hanging where they could hang around.
Yeah,
it felt like we were in control the whole time, and then, you know, there was a block punt in there and a strip sack and you know, down around the goal line. I mean, just some things that allowed them to hang around. But offensively, I thought we were really good. I mean, big nights out of Noah.
Oh yeah, and Braylon.
Noah and Braylon. Yeah, they just controlled. And then Chris had a big day. He had 130 yards and a touchdown.
4 catches. He only had 4 catches for that many yards.
Yeah, and then Wes put the dagger in. I mean, that was kind of the nail in the coffin on third down. Kyle hit him on a. I mean, Wes got open. And Kyle threw a perfect pass in there, and that was it. But it was definitely they're a good team. It would not surprise me to see them win that conference out there this year. That's something they've done in the past. You know, they're always they were in the championship game of their league last year, and it was a fun atmosphere. I mean, they had quite a few people there. They brought out their red uniforms for the first time, and you know, Cowboys were in their icy whites.
So oh man, those new white helmets!
If you haven't seen them, it's a good look for the Cowboys. All whites, script Cowboys on the helmets now.
Looks so good.
It was definitely a good look. Yeah, and, no, I wasn't on the charter. I went separate, but we went to the Angels A's game on Friday on Friday night, and then Doug Gottlieb is a good friend of mine from college, and he'd given me a couple of food recommendations to send us to a place that was really good. And matter of fact, John Neese and Tim Carey and Chris McNair were on the trip with we travel together. We have for years, and I painfully stayed back on Saturday to watch my Oklahoma State Cowboys play Oregon, and that was let's not talk about that 69-3 loss.
We'll stick with Harden Simmons.
But they end up going to that deli place. That they end up going for a second time, and that's very rare for us to go somewhere a second time on a road trip.
It was that good.
It was that good. So, but Yeah. How long of a day was Saturday?
Oh my gosh. With the time.
What time did you get up? What time did you get up?
We got up at 7:30. Breakfast was at 8:30. So I got up 7:30. I was rooming with Brandon Still, our senior center. The time change was, because we were, I mean.
I'm a 6:30 wake up guy. Yeah. Every day, you know.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm old enough now that I pretty much wake up without an alarm clock at 6:30 pretty much every day. I get out there and I wake up at 4:30.
Yeah.
4:30.
The internal clock is.
Because, you know, my body's telling me at 6:30 it's time to get
right,
up. Well,
yeah.
It's only 4:30 in the morning and then you play in the long.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Saturday was the longest day playing a night game after.
It was. You know, and then.
Not getting much time to acclimate to the West Coast time.
You know, no, not at all. I mean, you're there for 24 hours. We did get a chance to go to Chapman. It did help, at least as a player. We had stuff going on all day. So we woke up, ate breakfast, had a little bit of time, watched some college game day up in the room, you know, the usual stuff, which is weird. The game started at 9 o'clock out there. So we were watching football at 9 a.m, waiting for our game to start. Got a chance to go out to Chapman, walk the field, do a little stretching, little pregame, you know, mobility work. Got an early look at the stadium, feel of the field, because it's important. I mean, it may be an overlooked part, but feeling out the turf is huge, especially if you're a running back or receiver making cuts on it. Went back to the hotel, had our meetings, and then had about an hour and a half before we actually departed for the stadium to play. So it was an incredibly long day, just waiting on that game time.
Yeah, no, it was a great trip though. Chapman treated us well. They took care of us. So I thought it was a good trip, and they're coming back here next year. So that should be. It should be a fun return engagement for them. And like I said, anytime we talked about this a little bit last week, but anytime our kids can get out and go see other parts of the country that they would never see. Like you said, you've never been to California. I'm sure there's, you know, 90-something guys on the plane. I bet 40 of them had never been to California, or maybe even more than that.
I'd probably take the over on that. A lot of guys were saying it was their first time there, and it was.
And California's just different. I mean, the traffic's different. Everything is just different. Everything's laid back. You know,
traffic was
the pregame breakfast or the breakfast in our hotel is, you know, you've got yogurt and like
nice.
A yogurt bar, like all kinds of different stuff that you don't see in that. You didn't see a Texas waffle maker
or
anything like that.
I think that they should have put that in to accommodate the Texas team coming in. I thought they could have done better. Maybe put some. Yeah. Some real bacon.
They definitely eat healthier out there than we do here.
They do. They do. But it was good food. They cooked well.
Yeah, it was a fun trip. Now on to this week. Man,
no biscuits and gravy.
No biscuits and gravy out there.
That was
no.
Man,
it's crazy.
It's a different world out there.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Not that it's bad. It's just different.
It is very different.
And then we're, you know. Like come home, first home game. It doesn't matter who you're playing, first home game. It's always excitement. And then add it to be a night game, and then under the lights, and then get to play McMurray.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the last 2 years have been barn burners. You know, two years ago, end up going to overtime. Last year, you know, we're in the lead, then turn it over late. They have the ball and they have a chance to
came down to a fourth
to win
down,
them. And we get a big stop on fourth down with a
And it was
we've played
side
over
of the
there.
Field.
Three straight years, and so this is the first time we've had them over here in a while, and you know they're probably gonna be mad. They lost to Southwestern, and you know,
and then the effort know, levels always
the Wilford
different.
Wilford Moore Trophy is the trophy that the winner gets, and a lot of people know this, but a lot of people are always asking who's Wilford Moore. Wilford Moore is in the Hall of Fame for both schools. He played here back in the day, and then he coached at McMurray. Of course, their stadium is named after him, but that's the Wilford Moore Trophy game, and they started giving that out in 1998, and the Cowboys are 24-1 in the series. So,
pretty good record.
Yeah, and there's been some great close games in there. There's been some not so close games in there, but you know, there's been games in there where they're you know it's hard to Simmons McMurray. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Everybody always says a rivalry game, you can throw out the records. It's true.
Really is.
Both teams are going to play extremely hard, and you know, we're getting to play at home for the first time. A lot of our fans. You know, we had a great following out to California, but
we really did.
But a lot of our fans, it's going to be the first time to get a good look at the Cowboys this year, and We invite you out. If you haven't got your tickets, get online, get your tickets. We've won 10 straight in the series. But three of the last four have been one score or less. So it's been
competitive.
Yeah, it's definitely competitive. And, you know, they've got a experienced quarterback who's been through it, three? This is his third time. And, you know, a lot of local kids. We got a lot of local kids. So the people, you know, there's that factor. And then, obviously, their head coach played here, was a quarterback for 15 years here. No, I'm kidding, Jordan. Wasn't quite 15, only six. But Jordan was a great player here, and he's done a good job building their program. And it'll be interesting whenever they come over here. You know, they like to wing it out and air it out a lot of the time. When they play us, they slow it down really slow.
Oh, pace. Yeah, they like to bleed that play clock out a little bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. But I expect a shootout this weekend. I think it'll be a fun game. Open it up, and Cowboys will get some things corrected. You know,
yeah, ball security, big one.
Ball security. You know, special teams have always been, you know, one of our calling cards, and you know, the opening kickoff went back quite a ways, and then there was a block punt, a block extra point, but we did some good things. Like Noah had a couple big runs, and
Kyle was slinging that thing around too.
Yeah. Pedro hit a long field goal from.
Yeah,
I mean, it would have been good for forever. I mean, so that was an encouraging sign. And
he was a great addition, by the way. Yeah, Pedro has been unbelievable for us so far.
Nails him in the end of the end zone on his kickoffs. Yeah, that's always a plus whenever the opposing team is going to start back. But what do you want to tell the fans? Tell them to come out here and.
Man, if you're within a 100-mile radius of Abilene, Texas on Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and I don't even care if you have something to do, cancel it, cancel your plans, make it all about packing out the storm shelter on Saturday night, because it is, you want to say every game is treated the same, but when it's the Crosstown Showdown, I mean, it feels a little different. It's a little different than any other game that we play. It's going to be an incredible environment, especially we don't play many night games at home. Almost all of our games are 1 o'clock kicks when we play them at Shelton, but we get a chance to play under the lights, get to see a lot of familiar faces out on the field, guys like Noah Garcia, guys like Kyle Brown, four of the offensive linemen started last year. So a lot of these guys have played in the game. It's been really competitive the last 2 years. It's not a conference game anymore, but it still feels like one. I mean, it means a lot, not just to the two schools, but to the city of Abilene. It does not get much bigger than this. Prime time at Shelton Stadium on Saturday night. If you're not there, you're wrong.
That's right. Wilford Moore Trophy on the line. We got a new Wilford Moore Trophy. The other
Did
one's
really?
Been retired. There's a new one for this year. So,
I was unaware of that. Even more reason to come show up on Saturday night.
Yeah, that thing usually resides down there in the equipment room.
It stays
there for most of the year. We don't like to let them see it. You know.
Yeah.
And they get to see it for the duration of the game, and then other than that thing stays over here. So
it might be on a podium up at the front of the locker room for I think last year's up for like 3-4 days.
Yeah.
And then we took it back to the equipment room.
Yep. It's our trophy.
It is. We plan to keep it that way.
That's right. No. we're kidding a little bit, but just come on out. Like I said, you can get your tickets on hsuathletics.com. You can go in there, order them on buy them ahead of time and be ready to go. Should be a fun event. Drink a lot of water. It's probably going to be warm.
I
haven't looked at the forecast for the weekend, but I bet it's going to be warm.
You can expect early September in Texas. It'll be a little toasty out there. So show up, hydrate, and be ready for a heck of a game between the Warhawks and the Cowboys.
Well, episode 2 in the books. Appreciate it. Appreciate you listening in. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, and tell your friends if you enjoy it. Just let them know that what we're doing, because we really want to grow the audience on this. And like I said, we've had a lot of fun doing it, and we've had some really great guests.
We sure have.
So that helps. And until next week, I'm Chad Grubbs along with
Cole Burt.